This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Please enjoy Kelly and Company from your TV. Rogers Atlantic, channel 196, and Nova's customers, channel 889. Visit AMI.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Danielle McLaughlin, Kelly McDonald, hanging out here on your Friday with Kelly and Company.
Kelly, it's time now for the Chatty Bookshelf, where we talk all things audiobooks with Ryan Hooey.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Hooey. This is the Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and happy something else really important. Are you going to tell us what's so special about today?
Of course, and I love that we're starting off with this. So this might be the most important Chatty Bookshelf ever, because we haven't had one on this day, but it's June 18th, and it's my daughter's second birthday. So happy birthday, little Timbit, Abigail. Can't wait to read you some stories tonight when she comes over to my place. So wishing her a very happy birthday. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, all right. That's wonderful. Ooh. Happy birthday to Abigail from us as well.
Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah, she's certainly being spoiled today.
Well, she ought to be.
That's amazing.
Also wanted to remind us of Audiobook Sync. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So guys, Audiobook Sync is still going on. So they just reset and released two new audiobooks on Thursday evening. So if you're not part of it, go to audiobooksync.com, download the app, set up your account. Everything is totally free. And you get two new audiobooks each week for free that are totally yours forever. So please, please, please take advantage of this, because there's 32 in total coming out over the over 16 weeks. And you know, they're continuing to come, and each week has a theme. I didn't look at the theme this week, so unfortunately I can't speak to it, but I'm sure they got a little something for everybody. So if this week isn't your theme, I'm sure next week or maybe the week after it will be something more in your guys' wheelhouse. But take advantage, guys. It's free.
Yeah, what an opportunity. And how nice. And maybe you get to meet a new writer or even experience a new narrator. So many cool things with that. Sir, what do you have for us today? Because we've been touting that, and maybe some interesting news that you might be able to share with us.
Of course. Well, they released this probably at the most perfect time, because June is audiobook month. And I'm betting a lot of people haven't heard of this, but have you guys heard of Storytel? So it's a new kind of app, and I think this might be the next app to give Audible a run for their money. It's really cool sounding. I've checked it out at length, and I'm really considering getting another subscription, even though it's a subscription-based model. It's very different from the ones that are out there right now. So they've kind of sprung up overnight, and I use that term a little bit loosely because they've been around for about a year now, but it's really, I guess subscriptions I could say are flying off the shelf in recent months. So it's really cool, guys. You got to check it out.
That sounds really fascinating. And tell me, do they have things for people who are 2 years old?
You know what? They have a little bit of everything. So they have access to over 500,000 books. And when you think about that, Audible is right in that range. Storytel is out of Sweden. And I know that might kind of be a little bit weird to some people, because you know Audible has all these marketplaces all over the world, but Storytel just has one in Sweden right now. But they said every single book is offered in English, so all 500,000 books are offered in English, so there's no kind of worry about that, and they're all professionally narrated. So you know Audible can put out their own stuff. Storytel is also, you know, buying from big time publishers, and they have everything professionally narrated. So it's really, really cool. And what is different is with Audible subscriptions, you pay your monthly fee, you get one credit, and you can buy one book. Storytel is unlimited. It comes out to about $20 Canadian a month, but you could download all 500,000 books if you have the space on your device in 1 month. So it's an unlimited based subscription, and this is kind of the new trend, and it's really kind of pushed people more towards getting these sorts of subscriptions, because it's almost like a Netflix. You know, they don't say, hey, you can only watch one movie a month. You get to watch as many as you want, and this is sort of the audiobook push that they're kind of giving us, and I like that for someone like me that listens to a lot. I think it could be beneficial.
I think it could be, regardless if you listen a lot, if you are just, I mean, I don't know the downside when you look at something, because if you want to gripe, you want to complain, and you can say, hey, look, I want my credit back because this book was no good. Okay, if that's your jam, and that's fine. But when you look at something like this and you're unlimited, maybe you don't worry as much. But I obviously understand that some people, it's the how do I, if this is terrible, if it doesn't work, the file's corrupt, or how do I get my refund on it if it's over there in Sweden? But the world has changed so much, especially with the pandemic. So I kind of like you, not just because it's June, but also love the idea, and they've been around enough to explore and experiment with this, because I think the time is right to say, yeah, membership, $20 a month, that's it. Well, okay, what do I get? Everything. Yeah, come on, what do you
exactly.
mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? They've been thriving because they've spread to over 25 countries in the past year and a bit, and that includes Canada. So there are some Canadians out there that are using Storytel. And you know what? That's not even the best part. So this is very interesting to me. So they must have a really good marketing team or idea team, as some might call it, because Storytel has partnered with Spotify.
Of course, everybody knows.
Everybody knows what Spotify is. I mean, their goal is to be the single place that you get all of your music, all of your audiobooks, all of your media, podcasts, everything, right? They want to be that one site. So what Storytel has done is they've taken advantage of what's called the open access. So you have to still have a membership to Storytel, but instead of Storytel sinking money into making an app where you listen to the books and you do all these things, you do this through Spotify, who has already really spent all the money and done all the work for Storytel. So I don't see this being a lose-lose, right? I mean, it's more of a win-win, because everybody's familiar with how to use the Spotify kind of app. And now you can just listen on the go. You can download your books, you can stream them, you can do everything there. And this is just sort of the beginning. This is just the tip of the iceberg, right? Because I guarantee you that, you know, now you have to have your Spotify membership and your Storytel, but I guarantee you they kind of roll it into one at some point. And don't quote me on when that's going to be, but I bet you it will be sooner rather than later, because they've had just millions of people doing this already, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. And for a first partnership like that, access to 500,000 books. There you go. And like you said, it's everything. It's not, okay, here, you can listen to five this year. It's nope, here's all 500,000, listen to them all. And you know what? This gets the user base up in Spotify as well for people listening at this time and that sort of thing. So it's, like I said, win-win, right? It's really great.
Do you think their end goal is for this, Ryan?
If you're talking about Spotify, it's to be the number one. It's to be that, to have that monopoly, to say, hey, you can get all your media here. You don't have to go to Stitcher and to do this, and Audible to do that, and Apple Music to do this. You get everything in one place. There you go. There's tabs along the bottom or wherever kind of thing, and you just click, and there you go. You can find it.
Well, that's the thing. Do your search. Do everything there. And the way Spotify and Apple Music and all these things look like, as you say, we're so familiar. But you know, Ryan, it's also really humbling when we stop and think, well, this is a Swedish company. This is outside of North America. Spotify is linked in with them, because we think of so much stuff as American, Canadian, maybe the UK, okay. But we don't really stop to think that there are mammoth countries, there are people all around the world reading books, whether they be in English or whatever language, that this is monstrous. And you're going to know that companies around are going to come up with ideas, and the big boys are only interested because they're global. They're only interested in what works best for them.
Exactly. And you know what? Everyone knows what a fanatic I am for Audible. But what I think Storytel is doing better is that, you know, they're offering all these books in different languages. You don't need to be in that certain marketplace. Just take, for instance, audible.ca and audible.com. I choose to do the audible.com, but I don't get some of the material that's on audible.ca, whereas you get everything with Storytel. It's, you know, from A to Z, everything in the middle, you get access to all of it. And that's really great, especially for those, you know, maybe on a budget or maybe that don't want to spend as much money as I do on audiobooks. You know what? You get everything, right? Just keep your subscription going. And
a person like me who likes just whatever, like I very seldom hear, oh, that book, I've got to get it. That's the newest John Grisham book. I mean, not that I don't like him or anything like that, but I'll wait. Or if someone says, hey, Kelly, why don't you read this? Oh, okay. Because I'm not, I don't want to say I'm not creative that way, but the description of something sounds interesting to me, that's more like what I'd be after. $20 to pay, get something, and I'd still finish it. But looking at that description and saying, yeah, I want that, click, that's more my speed. Are you already signed up for this, Rye?
It's funny you should say that because it's running on my computer in the background right now at the subscription screen right now. I'm at that point where I have to make the choice. But, you know, going back to your point of view there, you know what? The big thing that I am finding myself asking is there's no risk. It's all reward. Because, I mean, if you don't like it, it's not like you have to return the book, get your credit back, talk to someone at customer service, do this, do that. It's just, you know what? Just go download another book if you don't like and keep that other one in your library.
It's like
just
a physical book and wandering off to somebody's yard sale and saying, I've never read. Or going to the, what do you call it, Danielle? You know, the books in the one bin where they
libraries and stuff like that.
Yeah, where they're getting rid of stuff and they just say, here, you know, buy these for a dollar. You know, you buy them and you don't care. Like, you just, I don't like this.
You know what? It sounds like it's perfect for the omnivorous reader, you know, somebody who just wants to taste everything. Yep. And, you know, you don't care what it is. You just give it a go. And if you don't like it, you don't have to finish it. There's no, you know, that's why I love libraries, too. You bring home 20 books. You only like two. Take the rest back.
That's right.
But this is great. You don't even have to take any of them back.
No.
The comfort of your home.
Yep. Yeah. Rye, is the app yet there, or we're waiting for Spotify and all that to put that program together? Because you said you're on the computer to sign up, which is, I'm assuming, how you have to do it. Do they have their app that you can get? I may have missed that. I think you did mention it.
So the only way I know to do it is to do it on your computer. Like, you can obviously do it from a smartphone, but it's not an app. You'd have to go into Safari or into the internet and sign up that way. And then you use Spotify to kind of, the instructions I found are a little bit tricky the first time to kind of log in. But once you've logged in, you're all set, kind of thing. So it does take a little, there's a little bit of a learning curve when you are looking at doing things, but there was one person from Sweden that is speaking English that posted a really good video on YouTube on how to do it. And they sort of, I'm not sure if they're visually impaired or if they're sighted, but they do a good job of saying, you have to click on this button. And they actually, they don't say it's like the squiggly thing in the corner. They actually say what it's called. So you can kind of root around and do it that way. So, by the sounds of it. So, if I do by chance purchase this, which is a very, very good chance there is this weekend, I will definitely give you guys a full rundown of how the accessibility kind of goes once I get into it.
Awesome. You can sign me up there too while you're in there.
Well, Ryan, it sounds like you may deserve a Father's Day present, and this sounds like it might be it.
Hey, there you go. I wasn't even thinking about that. You know,
see?
Good grief. Like, the guy needs more excuses.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't keep a good reader down, right, Ryan?
Exactly. I'm actually just about to finish my third one for the month, so I don't know that I'm going to get to five, but I'm still shooting for it. So wish me luck, guys. I got a couple of weeks left, so I'll have to really battle through. And keep getting involved on social media. Use the hashtag #LoveAudiobooks and enter all those contests, guys.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, and happy Father's Day. Ryan Hui joins us every Friday to talk audiobooks on the Chatty Bookshelf.
You know what? It doesn't take much to make that guy happy. Just get into the books, right? And a new subscription? Wow. What an excuse.
That's exciting.
Sitting in front of that computer justifying it. Just go crazy. Do it, Ryan. Do it. We're going to revisit and weigh in on conversations from the past week on Cut for Time when Jeff Ryman joins us next here on Kelly and Company. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.